Secretary of State Colin Powell has been meeting with European allies in Brussels to discuss the future of post-war Iraq. Many Europeans have been pressing the U.S. to put the United Nations in charge after the war. Secretary Powell spoke to reporters in Brussels after the talks and indicated the Bush administration is resisting that idea.
We all understand that the UN must play a role. The nature of that role and how it is to be played remains to be seen. But one also has to remember that it was the coalition that came together and took on this difficult mission. And when we have succeeded, and when we look down the road to create this better life for the Iraqi people, I think the coalition has to play the leading role in determining the way forward.
Secretary of State Colin Powell in Brussels. NPR's Emily Harris was at the news conference. Was the secretary specific about what role the UN should play?
No, he wasn't very specific at all, and this is these are negotiations that are still going to have to be worked out. The closest that Powell got to specifying the UN role was saying that he hopes the Secretary General of the United Nations will appoint a coordinator soon that would work with the U.S. and U.K. forces in Iraq and whatever interim authority is set up in a post-war Iraq. The only things he mentioned, the only jobs he mentioned for such a coordinator are supervising the flow of humanitarian aid once it starts coming from the U.N. and being the eyes and ears of the U.N. on the ground. He did not mention any role of at least that coordinator in terms of the political setup in a post-war Iraq.
And the Europeans, what are they saying?
Well, they're saying almost the opposite. The Europeans really want the United Nations in the driver's seat. That's how one European official who serves here at NATO put it to me. That's really crucial to them. The German chancellor in a speech in Berlin today said that the United Nations should be involved in both the political and physical rebuilding of Iraq, and I heard the same ideas from the German and French foreign ministers here. There is somewhat of a gray time zone. The Europeans do say that the situation in Iraq needs to be secure before the UN goes in, and they feel that it's difficult to plan an exact role right now while it's still rather unclear what kind of situation whoever is in charge in a post-war Iraq, what kind of situation they'll be in charge of. But a central UN role is critical, and there's a lot of negotiating between the U.S. and Europe left.
What about NATO? Any role for NATO?
That's a big maybe out of this meeting. That's on the table. The U.S. has suggested that NATO does play a role and says there's a lot to do, peacekeeping, searching for and destroying any weapons of mass destruction. Powell suggested that the decision as to whether NATO peacekeepers would be useful would be something U.S. military commanders might have something to say on. And officially, no one's rejected the idea of NATO taking a role in a post-war Iraq, but privately, several European officials told me they're skeptical.
NPR's Emily Harris in Brussels.